Blog Talk Radio.
מזמור פרק, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תיפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Lashan.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasav, Leasav, Leasav,
Leasav, Leasav, Leasav, Leasav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Keep on loving God,
give up the
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Of the poor have I arrived, yeah.
said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jah said to Moses, go down there to free them. Jah said to Moses, go down there to free them. So you can see when it comes. Look to the path of righteousness, for such is the way. The way. I. Whoa, 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 whoa. Where you are, where you are. Whoa, 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 whoa. All night.
Of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
I bed to sleep and I have dreams, so I'm big black bull cow. I run me down in on a buck half of me. Me I tell you, Rasta said there's always a hand to save I from that big black bull cow, you know. And I know that that big black bull cow is Satan, I try to mash I up. And I know that the hand that save I is the hand of the creator of the universe, you know. Yeah, man, me I tell you, Zella, walk me from and say, try to kill me, you know. I said, dream teller, fella, Zella. Dream teller, fella, Zella. Me said, move the black pussy man underneath me, Zella. Take the duppy doll. from half the dresser. Move the bad things and out me dinner. I understand, say I woke up, yeah. Lord, I'm master dog, I pop the water piece of Ida City. Mama say, papa say, judge, I say, people. You know, see what I say? Well, I woke the grandma and say, I tried to kill me. After that, dream to that water and that is destruction. I dream to green things and that is disappointment. I dream to green lizard, which means to say, I got a false friend. And I use her, what nigga man say, I try to kill me. And we said it from the last few nights, every night I got to bed rasta. I dream to this big black bull cow, just a run me down a guance and it's a buck off of me. Me I tell you rasta, and all the time I dream so holy for green lizard, and so holy for dirty water. And me know saying of them say dirty water, that is contention. Them say green lizard is destruction. Yeah, me I dream to send me there on big wedding, and them thing that them say wedding is a kind of thing in a rasta, I mean funeral. But tell her, you're not gonna catch me for mash me up. You and your satanic business. After dream teller, fella, Zella. Mister, if you move the black pussy from underneath me, Stella. Take the duppy doll from half me dresser. Move the bad things and out me dinner. I understand, say I woke up, yeah. After Lord, I'm master dog, I pass the water pizza, I dust it. Mama say, papa say, judge say, people. You know, see what me say. Zella, I woke me, grandma, say, I tried to kill me. Yeah, y'all I tried to mash me up. Let me tell you this, some dream is clean and some dream is obscene and some dream would have been mash up the scene. I say, Lord, I'm master dog, I pass it. What a piece of audacity. I say, mama say, papa say, judge say. People, you know, see what me say. Tell you, I walk the grandman say, I try to kill me. After all I have done for you, Zella. Zella, you're not on a heart, Zella, you're not on a mind. Zella, where I try to mash me up.
Want to see children to follow.
I'm speaking of my friend. Just the nature of my friend.
Have you
just
no sister? Have you no brother? Yeah. Don't go around hurting one another. Cause Jah got a blessing for you.
Just got a blessing for you.
For your children and their children too.
Me no response for that. You see the daddies and the mommies used to soap up on the block. Now the big man jam is slip them up and then poop them on the top. The enemies run, see they're all that, but they're not them flap. Me glue it and learn my natto. Me fly up on the prison cell and free up on the lock. I make them know, so the clumsy flow along the black. Kids for that, they is the almighty eye. I'm a dance and fed up, boy. Yo, fire hot, today is the right day. Okay, me all this lovely sun don't shine. All the riches in the world, it's mine. I'm not running down. Even rude boy, everything takes time. Take on, guard your sound. I know that you got to chart the road. I know we'll slander some, say dirty words. But who tablet? No man cast. Today is the right day. You're right. Lead the people in the right way. All right. Today is the right day.
Well, I think comparing, you know, China hosting, you know, dozens of heads of states compared to, you know, European regional bilateral relations is a fantastic example of how Europe has lost the game and has lost its upper hand in Africa. It's game over. Sorry, it's game over.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
መዝሙር 64 በቅንፍ 65 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር አቤቱ በጽዮን ላንተ ምስጋና ይገባ ላንተም ጸሎት ይቀርባ ሥጋ ሁሉ ጸሎትን ወደምትሰማ ወደ አንተ ይመጣ ያመጣ ነገር በረታ ኃጢአታችንንስ አንተ ይቅር ትላል አንተ የመረጥከው በአደባባዮችህም ለማደር የተቀበልከው ምስጉን ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ ነው በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው ይሆን አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማ በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጠናህ በኃይልም ታጥቀሃል የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣል ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታሰኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ፍልጥግናዋንም እጅግ አበዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታስተናግዳለህ ትልሟን ታረካለህ ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላለህ በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታል ቡቃያዋንም ትባርካል በቸርነትህ አመትን ታቀዳጃለህ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይታጠቃሉ ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎች ይለበሱ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Do Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, and thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek? But who want the next verse with Amorek?
Bring forth the Bible. Salam to Aina. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals. Here we have Mezmore Silsa Hamis, Mezmore, psalm, chant, intonation, vocal, word, sound, power, Silsa, 60, Amis, 60 and 5, 65, the 65th psalm and theme, Miskana Mezmor, Miskana, thanks, praises in the royal Amharic, Miskana, of thanks and praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation, a vocal, I have vocal praises, word, sound, power. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm is themed, it's Mezmor Samech Hey. Psalm LXV, 65th psalm is themed, a harvest hymn. Speaking to the theme, Chaberim, Machibertenyo, Chitekam as Amorit, fellows, fellow disciples of the King of Kings, Christ. It's themed, a harvest hymn, and here, we're in this season, right, even the season, the reason for the season, the counting of the Omer, how is it going, how is it growing, Mekai and I ride up. Besama'av, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemrale. We beginning with the superscription. Lemezemran Aleka. Dawit, Miskana Mezmor. To the chief musician. Lemezemran Aleka. To the chief of the Mezemran, the chanters of the Mezmor, even this Mezmor, Mezmore Dawit. A song. This is a song, a praise. Right, a psalm, Mezmor, and it's a song of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Dawit, Miskana Mezmor. Now, that's the KJV right there. We have in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as we compare and contrast here side by side, we have Dawit, of David, Miskana, of praises, Isis, praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of thanks, of thanksgiving. Kuter An, verse 1. Abetu, Betzion, Laante, Miskana Yigebbal, Laante Matzeloti Karbal. Praise waiteth for the eye, O God, O true good. Abetu, we have Abetu, my father, his father, Ab of the Beit of the house, Abitu, Betzion, Leante, Miskana, Yigabal, 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 Miskana, Miskana, praises, thanksgiving. Le ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, be Zion, in Zion, in Zion, even the African Zion, be Zion, le ante, miskana yigabban. Miskana is due, is proper, is worthy, in a sense it enters in, is proper, is due. Le antem, and to the eye, male, le ante, ante, le antem, and for the eye, male, elot. Elot yikarval. Elot yikarval. Prayer. Prayer is offered. Prayer is brought near. Prayer is presented. Now the KJV has, and to, not un, you know, strike the UN, un, but to the I, male, shall the vow. Now here we have, from the Hebrew sense of it, we have the vow. The vow to thee shall the vow be performed. Not getting into the details right here, but it's important for the Chabarim, the Machavirtenyoch, for the Dekka Mezamorit, for I and I, to get into the details. But this first verse on the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, of the righteous king, the king of righteousness, the king of justice, the king of truth, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. We have in this harvest hymn, Exiavia's abundant favor to earth and to man. Just a note right here, as we still are at this first verse, right, but also in the Hebrew, the superscription is included often, to the chief musician, to the musical director, a psalm of an ode, of a praise, of Miskana, to David, of Dawid. We also have, and this is maintained in some of the orthodox notations to the psalm, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is included in the true church, right? The true church, right? Within the professing EOTC, the true church of he who has the keys of great King David. So we have this first verse. This first verse. Now, the Hebrew corresponds to the sense of there shall be silence before the eye and praise in Zion, O Elohim, true good, true God, and to the eye, the vow shall be performed. It is becoming to the eye a hymn. O Elohim, in Zion, Abitu, I father's father, father of the house, Beth Zion, Leante, Miskana Yigabal, Leante, Elot Yikarbal, and to the eye shall be rendered the vow. Now, the LXX has the vow in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, but here in the midst of Kedus of Negusa Neges, it has Leante, and to the eye male, Elot, prayer, Elot Yikarbal, will be presented, is brought near. Uter Hulet, verse 2. Sigahulu Elotina Wada Mitisama Wada Ante Yimeta. O thou, the eye, that hearest prayer, to the eye shall all flesh come. Siga, flesh, hulu, all. Elotin, prayer, elot, prayer, elotin. The subject of the verb, elotin, prayer, Wada Mitisama, Wada Mitisama. To the eye who hears, to the eye who hears, whether ante, to the eye male, ye metam, it comes, oh, prayer comes, oh, thou that hearest prayer, to the eye shall all flesh shall come, to the one who hearest, fellow, to prayer, kutel source, verse 3. Ye ametza negara berreta bin, chet yatach nissa ante, yikara telale, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou, the eye, shall purge them away. That's the KJV. Here, Nemetzav Kedus for Kuter Source, verse 3. Ye Ametza Negara Berreta Bin. Ye of Ametza, rebellion. Right? Sometimes translated as iniquity, but a sense of rebellion. Ye Ametza. Ye Ametza Negara, thing, a matter, a word, a conversation, thing, a matter of rebellion. Beretta bin, beretta is vigorous, is strong. Beretta bin, against I, strengthen, is vigorous against I and I and I. Here, we don't have the sense of beretta bin,
against just me or I, but against I and I. Beretabin, yeah, metanegar beretabin. Chatiat tachnisen, I and I chatiat, I and I akuri, I and I akuri, I and I falling short, I and I missing the mark. Ante yikar tilale. And as for I and I sin, as for I and I akuri, missing the mark. Chatiat tachnis. Ante yikar tilale. Ante the I male yikar tilale. The I says yikar forgives. Yikar, let it remain. Yikar. The eye says yikar. The eye forgives. Yikar tilale. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Ante yemered tahoa be'ada babayochihima lemadir yetekabel hoa miskunno kabeitih berreketain tekbalen. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach to the eye, that he may dwell in thy courts. We, I and I, shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy, thy Isla temple. Bamarinya, in them hark, the Mitzvah of Kedus, reads, Ante the eye, you meret the whole, the one who you meret, the one who you choose, you're chosen. It's interesting when we compare with the Ge'ez, the sense of the Cherui, the one who is chosen. And in the eyes courts, and in the eyes Adababayoch, where the Adababai, a square, Adababayochehim, in the eyes courts, Lemader, to spend the night, to dwell. Yetekebel ho, the one who the eye receives. Miskunno. Here we have this sense, even the first, Mezmoran, the first song. Blessed is the man, right? Happy is the man. Praiseworthy is the man. Praiseworthy is he. Yetekabel ho, the one who you kabel, kabala. Yetekabel ho, miskunno. Ka beitih berreketin tekbalen. Ka beitih, from the eye's house. Ka beitih berreket, blessing. Baraka, Barakat in the Tekbalen. We, I and I, will be satisfied. I and I will be satisfied with the Barakat, with the blessedness, the blessing, Kabaytih, Barakat in Tekbalen, from the eyes house. Kutar Amis, verse 5. Eta Mekdesih, Kedusno, Bezitkin, Tikno. The midradar tahuluna, Beruka Bahir Wista Lalu, Tesfacho Yehone. I'm like touching Named, Hane touching Hoy, Siman, by terrible things, fangs in righteousness, wilt thou, the I, male, answer us, I and I, O God, O true good of I and I salvation, who art the confidence, the eifidence of all the ends of the earthly plane, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Bamarinya, the Mitzvah of Kedus, and the Gus Neges, it reads here in Kutar Amis, Beta Mekdesih, Beta, the house of Mekdesih, of the eyes holy, the eyes Isla, Kedus, no. Beta Mekdesih, Kedus, no. The house of the eyes Isla, holy is Isla. That's it, Kim, and in Siddiq, in righteousness, Dinkno. People talk about Dinknesh, we say Dinkno. It is awesome. It is wonderfully amazing. The midr darcha hulu na. The midr in the earthly plane. Darcha the en hulu on na. And the ruk bahir wist in the far off. Bahir, the far off sea. The ruk bahir wist lalu. Those who be tesfa cho. Their tesfa. Their hope, their expectation. Yehonih. Yehonih, the I be, Amlak Hachina, our Amlak, our source, and Medhanitachin Hoy, oh, I and I source, and I and I salvation. Siman, here, I and I. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Begulbetih, Tararuchinat, and Nahacho, Behailim, Tatek. Tatakahal, behailim, tatakahal, which, who, really, they say, which here, KJV says, which by his strength, but who, he who be, who he be, is the one who, by his strength, setteth fast the mountains, behailim, tatakahal, being girded with power, be gulbetih, and in the eyes, gulbet, in the eyes power, in the eyes by strength, in the sense of the gulbet, gulbeti, in the eyes strength. Terrarochin, the mountains, and the hacho, the eye, male. Set is fast, set is firm, the mountains, behailim. Be chayil, chayil, power, be chaylim, and in power, tati kahal, kuter sabat, verse 7. Yeah, bahiruna tilketa, ye moged nimma chuheta, tanautale, which, it says which, but he who be, we be, is the one who stillis, who stillis the noise of the seas, KJV says, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves and the tumult of the people. Yeah, bahiruna tilketa, ye moged nimma chuheta tanautale. Interesting, interesting right here. Interesting, this seventh verse right here. Because it says, the translation brings out Yabahirun Tilket, right, of the sea, of his sea. The Tilket, the depths, Yamoged Dinim Chuhet, and the shout of the Moged, of the waves. Tanaut Ale, right, causing it to, it's interesting, it's causing it to shake, causing it to move, tanawet, right, to move, tanawet, ale, almost like to quake, kuter cement, verse 8. Kata amratih yatanesa ahizaba yednegtalu, bemidr darchama yaminoru yifaralu. Yetawatna yematana maucha desa tasenyachwale. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Kutar cement right here. Ka ta'amratih. And from or due to the eyes I find in intel, doings of divine, I find intel. Some would translate this as miracles. We're getting to the is root. It has to do with that gnosis, that I find knowledge. But this knowledge often is beyond man's comprehension. So when it says the tokens by thy amazing deeds, thy awesome, you know, thy signs. Some bring it out as thy signs, thy amazing signs. Kata amratih yatanesa ahizab, the peoples, the goyim, the international community, the peoples, yidnegatalu, they are in a mental state of shock. The midr darcham, and in the ends of the earthly plane, yeminoru yifaralu, and those who dwell, those who be in the earthly plane's edge, in the edge, in the end of the earthly plane, they are respectfully afraid. Yet what na, ye matana mocha, yet what, the tuat, the morning, yet what na, and ye matan, the mata, the evening, mocha, the coming out, the going out, des, happy, tasenyachuale, the eye causes them happiness, the eye causes them joy, kuter zeteng, verse 9. Midrina gobenyahat, atetahatim, Billa Ignawa Nema Ijiga Beza. Yeah, because you have Rina Wenza Wahani Yet Milano, Nigabachuina Zagaja. Indeed, who are Tasena Dalena? Thou, the eye, visitest the earth. The eye visits the earth. Midrin, the earthly plane. Midrin, Waben Yahat. You visit her. You visit her, the earth, the earthly plane, midrinna gwebin yahat, at ahatim, and water is her, you water is her. Billat ignawa nema ijig abizza, thou greatly enriches it, cause it to increase greatly the riches of her. Bilatiganawanim, her riches, ijiga beza, the eye, male, causes it to increase, to become bizu abeza. Yeah, gaziavi harina wenza wuhana yetemilano. The river, the stream of a gaziavi har, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open handed ab, father, wuha, water, yetemilano is full, it is full. The stream of the sustainer is full of wucha, water, migabat shawin, their food, their migab, right? Their food, the edible things, migbachawina azagaja, azagaja. You prepare, the I male prepare. In dihu, and like this, tasanadalehina, you provide. You provide the eye for the eye provide, and like this, this is how the eye provides. Now KJV says, thou preparest, thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Should be, thou visitest her and waterest her. The eye, male, greatly enriches her with the river of the Gaziavi, the sustainer, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn. It has corn here. Bamarinya, it says, Mikbachawin azagaja, azagaja, preparing that which is edible food. When thou hast so provided for it, in dihu, and like this, tasinadalahinna kutarasar, verse 10. Kalimwana tarakale, boiwanim, Tasa tekakalale, ben etabba tasel ta talesel. Speaker. Hold right here. Let's get the hard copy right here because sometimes there may be a typo. I think I'm perceiving a typo here that is in the digital transcription. And, you know, God bless those who have done that work. We're just going through a work walk right here, right? And here. Here at this verse right here, right, so we have ta le sel satale, ben etaba ta le sel satale. Let's check this out right here, because when we read this before, at this particular verse, we had recall our that muscle, our muscle memory had read this differently. Okay, boy, boy, wa nema taste kakalale, ben etaba ta le sel satale, bukaya wa nema tebarkale. Thou waterest the ridges thereof of her abundantly. Kalimwa, her ridges. Kalimwan, tarikale, thou waterest, cause it to be wet. The eye male causes her to be wet, the ridges thereof. Boiwanim, kasa tekakalale, thou settlest the furrows thereof, causes to be settled, level, causes her furrows to level up. Ben etabba tale sel satale, thou makest it, KJV says, makest her soft with showers or with the drops, ben etabba, the drips, ben etabba, tale sel satale, bukayawanim tibarkale. Thou makest it soft with the drops, the showers. Thou blessest, tibarkale, the eye male, blessest the springing thereof, the bukayawa, her springing, bukayawa nema tibarkale, the shoots of that, the growth is, so the idea of the springing is the shooting up of that, of the growth, of the new growth, because this psalm is a harvest psalm, kutarasara, asara'an. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. And in thy male's generosity, the eye crown is the year. Some look at this psalm right here because of harvest season right here, as also for the harvest season, a new year or the new harvest season, like a new year for the harvest psalm. Becharneti ametin ta kedajale midrebe dauma sibina yitegbal. The wilderness, midrebe dau. And his wilderness, midreb daum, and his wilderness, midreb daum, sibin, fatness, yitegbal, satisfied, is satisfied, kutar asara hulet, ye midreb da tararocha yirekalu, korrepto chimbe desta yitatekalu, they drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on happiness on every side. Yeah, midreb beda of the wilderness, the midreb beda Yemdreb Beda Tararoch, the mountains of the wilderness. Yerekalu, Yerekalu are like well watered, are wet, are well watered. Korebtochim and the hills, Korebtochim, Bedesta, Bedesita, Des Sita, happiness, Bedesta, Yitatekalu. Yitatekalu, the sense of being girded. Being girded, you know what I mean? Being girded. They're girded with happiness. Happiness is, they wear happiness like a girdle. Kutar Asara source, verse 13. Masamaria ocham and gochina lebesu. Shelekochima behila te shefenu. Bedesta y chohalu y zemralu. The pastures are clothed with flocks. Masamariawoch, the pastures, Masamariawoch, where you pasture the animal, like the, say like the suburb of the pastures. Masamariawoch, Mengochina Lebesu, Mengoch, the Mengoch, the flocks, Lebesu. In other words, the pastures appear as though they are clothed. They're clothed with the flocks, even the flock of the sheep and the living baraka, Jehovah. Masamariawochim and gochina lebes, so the pastures are clothed with flocks. Shelek ochim, and the valleys, the shelek ochim, be'ihil at teshefenu, they are covered with ihil, with grain. The valleys, think of the valleys here, shelek ochim be'ihil, ingrained to Shefanu. Here KJV says the valleys also are covered over with corn. The word here, Bamarin in the midst of Kedus, is Ihil, grain, like the grain offerings. The valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Shelek Och, the valleys, and the valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Ihil to Shefanu. They shout for joy. Bedesta yitohalu, yitohalu. They cry out, but they cry out in the sense of shouting in happiness. Bedesta, bedesta yitohalu, yizamralum. Interesting here because we have a mezmor. This is a mezmor, zemra, to chant, yizamralu. They also sing. KJV has, they also sing. In a sense here, they also chant. Yes, I harvest him, 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 harvest him.
Teach me, each high and I am.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 64 በቅንፍ 65 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር አቤቱ በጽዮን ላንተ ምስጋና ይገባል ላንተም ጸሎት ይቀርባል ሥጋ ሁሉ ጸሎትን ወደምትሰማ ወደ አንተ ይመጣል ያመጣ ነገር በረታብን ኃጢአታችንን አንተ ይቅር ትላል አንተ የመረጥከው በአደባባዮችህም ለማደር የተቀበልከው ምስጉን ነው ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ ነው በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው የሆንክ አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማን በጉልበት ተራሮችን አጠናቸው በኃይልም ታጥቀሃል የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱን ምጮህት ታናውጣል ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታሰኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ብልጥግናዋንም እጅጋ በዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታሰናዳለህና ትልሟን ታረካለህ ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላለህ በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታለህ ቡቃያዋንም ትባርካለህ በቸርነትህ ዓመትን ታቀዳጃለህ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይታጠቃሉ ማስተማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. I'm hearing some sound here and monitoring the podcast, like some popping at times, but that's kind of beyond I and I. You know, that must be in the system of things, you know, thunderstorms, the heat wave, all of that, you know, are gone through. So I give thanks for the eyes, patience, and overstanding about their matters right there. But here, in tune with today's daily psalm, Day of Harvest, Don Carlos. Yes, I. Classic.
Warning the Lord that said innocent blood after people. Whoa, oh yeah. Whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah. And separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds. From the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woe be unto those that say they have Israel, and they are not. Woe be unto those that say they are Jews, and they are not. Cause they shall be cast away, like the chaff that the wind driveth away, I say. Bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Death to the black and white oppressors who have oppressed.
I'd like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. Is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Ethiopian.
live it out.
Oh, we do it.
You can't live it out.
Oh, forever.
You can't live it out.
One of them come,
they couldn't live it out.
Two of them come,
they couldn't live it out.
Three of them come,
they couldn't live it out.
Four of them come,
they couldn't live it out. Ego can't live it out. Ego can't live it out. Ego can't live it out.
Oh, tiny men come,
they couldn't live it out.
Pooky men come,
they couldn't live it out.
Skinny men come,
they couldn't live it out.
White men come,
they couldn't live it out. Dio can't live it out.
Oh, we do it.
Dio can't live it out.
Oh, forever.
Dio can't live it out.
Yes, 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 the Ethiopians live it out. Yes, I, Burning Spear right there, there, there. Here we are at the 45th degree of the sabbatical study, Va'etachanan, and I besought, yeah, that's the King James Version, and I besought the Lord also at that time. Etachanan, Hana, Hana, like grace and mercy, Va'etachanan. So here, picking up, here we have a reasoning here in Devarim, a little reasoning here, unconditional love. We hear ones talk about unconditional love, and this is something that was pre-recorded from before, but I'd like to share it here. It connects with Devarim as we're sealing up HaTorah here in this semester, in this season here at the fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Deuteronomos, the repetition of the law. That Koine Greek LXX name came from something that's found in Devarim, in the fifth book, and there's a phrase, I think it's chapter 17, say a copy of the law. You know, a copy, the Mishneh HaTorah, like a repetition, a copy. And this is the reason why you get the name now coming down to us as such. But here on unconditional love, some people say that God's love is unconditional. If I never read the Bible, I guess I would believe it because it sounds nice, you know, really nice. But in studying the scriptures, it seems a little bit different. So is it unconditional love? Or is that a Babylonian delusion? Hear this. Read them right here.
All right, so on this thing called unconditional love, just came off of the air, Brother Ross Lawrence Davis, his WVOA, his radio show, radio broadcast and podcast with pretty much, I'll say, we're like-minded, at least on the Torah scripture, Israelite. That's a major focus. Now, getting into details or how we either see these things or what we regard and what we know as the truth, that there, but there's a lot of correspondence. And there was a subject matter about unconditional love that Captain Azania of the ISUPK, he had made a statement on the last podcast near the end of the broadcast. And when he said that, I was like, because that's something that we have said as well, at least to the point that unconditional love, that there is a big question mark, and many of us, not all of us, I know there's others that might actually agree with this, it's pseudonymous, pseudo, falsely, nomos, falsely named, falsely called, unconditional love. But the brother from ISUPK, Captain Azania, he made a comment, he made a point concerning unconditional love, because Brother Ross Lawrence and even many others, and maybe at one time also myself, I was led to believe, we call it in Rastafari, be like Eve, that there was such a thing, such a thing, right? And some might still say there's such a thing. It sounds very nice. It's a very worldly. When I say worldly, I'm coming from a certain grounded and studied perspective. We can get into the details on that. But, you know, that's a very worldly thing. We call it a counterfeit Christian. Some say it's a Christian kind of philosophy, at least within the latter day, you know, what's called Christianity and Christianities. We seek to call it counterfeit Christianity. And this is not just to be opposite of others who just look out on Christianity. We understand and we full well know what they mean. But as we say, not to throw out the baby in the bath water, we all know or should know about Kaiser, or some will call him Caesar. Caesar Borgia. Caesar Borgia is the Antichrist. And Christ is a terminology from the coin of the popular language that many of our people spoke then, as we speak English today, even though we also speak other languages and linguistics and reason and study and teach and discuss on the Hebraic, the Hebrew, and the Shemitic, and also what's called the Afro-Asiatic or Afro-Shemitic tongue, so forth and so on. By and large, we're speaking English. True. You know what I mean? So in some levels of learning, there's some extremes, because sometimes maybe an extreme is necessary. Somebody's in a pit and you're trying to pull them out, so you might have to be a little extreme if there's a danger. Grab the rope. Hold on the rope. Pull yourself up. I'm going to pull you up. 1, 2, 3. Do it now. You know, if you say, oh, why are you shouting? Well, maybe there's a danger in that pit. You're trying to get the brother or the sister out of the pit. So it's not against them. Some might be, oh, don't talk to me that way. I'm trying to get you out of the pit. You know, maybe there's some danger on my end in trying to lift you up. Somebody's coming to stop me from getting you out of the pit. So we have to coordinate. We have to work. We have to do this in discipline and order, like clockwork, tick-tock, tick-tock, you know. And so if ones get caught up on soulish, solely, you know, like feelings and emotion. Ooh, don't speak to me that way. You know, this is why we have to man up on a certain level. I have to try to get to the, you know, be honorable. People say respectful. Those are, you know, from Rastafari perspective, the brother had mentioned this before. He said Captain Zania represented Israeli or Israelite School of Universal Practical Knowledge. He said something, I remember in the first podcast, he was like, oh, he see that the brother speaking of Ayyad, and you know that, oh, we like to get into the semantics. I think that's interesting if you would just do a little bit of research on semantics and Shemitic. Now people say, well, one is Sem, one is Shem. If we understand linguistics, you know, then we will understand both where they are similar, and there might be some ancient, some pre-existing roots, and also where they are different as well. But there's a connection there. You know, semantics is defined as the significant meaning in words. That might be just a gloss of the definition. We can bring that up, pull it up, and get into the etymology of even the word semantic. In fact, that would be a good study right there, getting into that. But it was on the point of unconditional love. What is unconditional love? Even in the scriptures, we had pointed out from the Bible that the Messiah, Yeshua, as Ha'adon, Adonainu, our Lord, our Sovereign, our Master, he said, if you love me, you would keep my sayings. So he gave a qualification for love right there in the New Testament, what is called the New Testament of the Bible. If you love me, you will keep my sayings. You will keep my words, my sayings. The Barim, interesting, as we hear in this Torah portion or these portions here in the fifth book of Moshe, the Barim. Well, we have a new generation of Israelites in the wilderness because the previous generation had proved themselves unworthy of life. They proved themselves unworthy, at least, of the life that Hashem, that Yahuwah, that Shah, Jehovah, somebody say Yahawah, that the Most High was seeking to bring them into the promised land. They prove themselves disobedient, gainsaying, murmuring, grumbling, complaining. And this is also another proof that we know that the Israelites of the scriptures, the historical, factual, documented Israel, the real ethnic Israel, are black and brown peoples because of their murmuring, their complaining, the psychological profile. In fact, we need to discuss that, probably do a vlog or a vid, a reasoning on that, just a topic right here. How the psychological profile of the Israelites prove they are black peoples. The psychological, in other words, this is not just viewing the scriptures like from a historical perspective, because I think the historical argument or reasoning or discussion has already been proven that the black and the brown people, anybody who doesn't recognize is ignorant of the facts, or they're ignoring the facts, or they are deceptive or deceiver, or they just plain ignorant or deceptive or deceiver. Either they know it and they're trying to deny the truth, that's like a devil, a liar, or they don't know it and they are ignorant. They are in the state of ignosis. But this brings us once again to conditions. What is their pre-existing conditions? I mean, you hear doctors and people in the medical profession speak about a pre-existing condition. They say, oh, well, if you have such and such pre-existing condition, and our peoples, the lost sheeples, black peoples, have pre-existing conditions. There's some pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing condition that we had over the past 400 years here in the year after, in 2020, the year after 400 years. We're not counting as 401. You know, not we, of the covenant. We recognize where we're at right now, and I think everyone should recognize it's a turning upside down of the times of the Gentiles. Times of the Gentiles have been turned totally upside down. I mean, what we see is just a whole inversion of it. And to anchor ourselves, right, and anchoring ourselves, the scriptures, the Torah. I found that the recent podcast that we just came off of was very, very instructive, where the point about unconditional love and a couple of object lessons about the abominations, the aberrations, I think homosexuality, drug dealing, whether to love or to hate, or what sort of God God is, or the God of the Bible is. And we agreed, you know, with our brother from the camp that's known as ISUPK, Captain Azania, when he spoke of the unconditional point. We might even have a video from some years ago. I'm not saying that one had to see our video to get that perspective on it, because it's something that any sane individual would recognize. There are always conditions. It's a nice thing to say, but it is a Gentile, a worldly philosophy. Right? Give us the teaching of His Majesty, and in the context of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, when we say the teaching of His Majesty is HaTorah, because he who be who he be, His Majesty says to I and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible, and also speaks about the Ten Commandments, what's called the Ten Commandments, right, and that particular nation, right, and what we are to accept, what we are to follow. And this is where, in the ministry of the Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah Society, the Chabarim, the brothers and sisters, this is the point. And this is the main point for and to Rastafari, especially Rastafari of this generation. In a similar way, it's like Moshe, like Moses was in the wilderness. We have another generation, right? And the former generation did not fully enter in and possess the promised land. So we have a lot of questions. Why didn't they possess it? Why didn't they go in? What went wrong? What happened? You know, what can we learn? They say any fool can learn from his own mistakes, or should be able to learn from his own mistakes. A wise man can learn from the mistakes of others. Can we, as black peoples, generally speaking, in this year after 400 years, can we learn from the mistakes? Can we recognize the mistakes? This does not mean that there is no successes. There's a lot of things that were successful, many things that did work out, many things that were proven to be right and accurate. But this thing about unconditional love, we need to examine what is meant by unconditional love, a covenant. I was going to mention a few things, but I just listened, kept in a disciplined state of mind and listened and, spoke to certain things that we agreed on. But this is a major kind of a takeaway from what we heard concerning how we look at love, right? How we look at this latter-day terminology, unconditional love, which is very hard to translate. It gets lost in translation. We don't find anything within the scriptures, in the ancient languages, in the Masoretic, the scriptural biblical Hebrew, in the other translations of the Bible that reflect the same truths, that this idea of unconditional. In fact, in a lot of Bibles, I think even the Scofield Bible in certain places, different Bible commentators would kind of like put a sub, what they say, subscription, or they put, what they call it, like notes, notes in their over section. Sometimes the notes are really right and exact, but then sometimes they'll throw in this idea of when coming to speaking about love, and speaking about love, they'll say unconditional love. Well, what's meant by unconditional love? It's very clear. That's why we point to what the Messiah said, that if you love me, you would keep my sayings. You would keep my words. If you love me, right? If you love me, right? It says, he who believes and is baptized, according to translation, he believes and baptized, right, shall be saved. He who doesn't believe is damned already. Now, Christians, latter-day Christians, I say counterfeit Christians, but others will say Christianity. I would say anti-Christians, whether they are anti-Christians in their intent, but what they are spouting and professing is lawless. It's lawlessness. It's iniquity. Scripturally speaking, it's iniquity. Because you're saying that, well, I got to believe, right, from a Christian perspective, I have to believe in order to be saved, right? I have to believe in Jesus, Son of God, and the Bible, and however the different churches and denominations put it forward. Yet you're saying that he unconditionally loves me. So if he unconditionally loves me, then why do I have to do anything? And see, this is where a lot of ones, to use the Arabic Muslim expression, fil dunya, is like when you say in the world. A lot of the ones who are out there in the world, this is what they begin to believe. And it must be very confusing for them to think that you're saying that I got to believe to be saved, not to go to hell, to go to heaven and all of this. And then you're saying that, well, he just loves me. He loves me. He just loves me as I am. He loves me the way I am. But then you're saying that I got to change, or I got to go to your church. I got to do this because you say this, or because you're the one that Jesus sent. But then you're saying the one that sent you unconditionally loves me. You see the confusion there. And it's because this phraseology, this philosophy has been inserted into the paradigm. So it's a systemic anomaly, like in the Matrix. It does not belong there. There is always a condition. Now, we can qualify, different type of love or, so forth and so on, but let's go to the scripts, right? Let's go to the scripts. We're to love the good and we're to hate the evil. I put it in scientific terms. We're to be attracted, like the law of attraction, attracted to the good and to repulse the evil, Right? Even a dog to a certain extent might vomit. It might go back. There's a few times I had a dog, and people who are dog lovers or have dogs or whatnot like that probably no doubt have, experienced this where, your dog might throw up, get a hairball or something like that, spit up, and then they'll go away from it, try to sweep it away, but then it might go back if there's a little piece of it and probably try to smell it and even may try to lick it or whatever like that. You know what I mean? So forth and so on. Right? Now, most of us as human beings, if we're to do the same thing, something's wrong for a person if they would vomit something out because it obviously did not agree with them. And then they'll go back to it and to eat it in that sense. They should be repulsed from it. They should throw it away. It's like somebody turn around, sit down. They defecate, right? And they might look at it for a moment, and then they flush it. They remove it. Right. I mean, do they love it? So they're going to take it out of it. You see, for me to even go on and that sounds very nasty, sounds very disgusting. But that right there is an expression of hate. It's an expression of repulsing something. Right. And so they call good, evil, evil, good, sweet, bitter, bitter, sweet, and everything has gotten confused. Right, and that is the definition of Babylon. Babylon confusion. This is why the word says, "Come out of her, come out of her." He must be born again. Come out of her, my people. Ye must be born again, my people. My people are destroyed. I think I said perish because in looking at the Hebrew and getting into the words in the Hebrew, but you know, bringing it to the KJV sense, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Look at the verse before that. But let's discuss more on the unconditional, this unconditional philosophy, how this unconditional philosophy is keeping the people in a frozen psychological state, and speaking about the psychological state, how the psychological state or how the Bible reveals that black and brown people are the Israelites based on a psychological study. If we look at a psychological study of the people called the Israelites, the biblical Israelites, the biblical Jews, I'm talking about Judahites and Israelites, the Hebrews, right? If we look at the psychological profile, only one people fit that bill. Only one people and one people alone fit that bill. The lost, found, black and brown peoples here, especially in the Americas and in the Caribbean.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie Azel.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, could this Paulus ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Run it, Mr. Engineer.
Got to live your love life, shine, 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 shine. Got to live your love life, shine, shine. Oh, I love light, on. Turn your love light, on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light, on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I've seen the world which is ruled by money. More weeping and wailing, cause things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. As so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember Jah alone lead the way. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see how love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. God, there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and don't make you live long. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a idiot. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love lights on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, and so many are fighting, yet they cannot see that the only way to live, the only way to be, is to live a life according to the Almighty. Remember Jah alone set you free. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Purification מזמור ס"ה למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה, עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך. נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו. מפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה. משביח שעון ימים, שעון גן להם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרמין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר. יתרועעו, אף ישאירו.
Yes, I.K. Becca Dub right there. Earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Harvest, we have a harvest hymn right here. Usually this psalm appears in our schedule of chants during the springtime and also in the later harvest. That's what we're coming into right here. Especially in Book of Deuteronomy, you know, at the latter part of the semester, the year right here. So a little introduction here. This is recorded in springtime. Remember the you have the early rains and then the latter rains. So it's like two harvest times, the earlier time and then also the latter time. And remember, we just come to the season of Shavuot, also that harvest there, and the harvest coming up at what's called the end of the year, roughly around the September, October, the Addis Ahmed time. So here, harvest overview.
Yes,
intro.
yes, because that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Yes, because that season. It's that season, the change of season. Yes, because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. And then I noticed like the Psalms, certain Psalms occur in certain seasons, even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective, you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from, I would say, the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I rabbi to rabbi rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain psalms that depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic, metaphysical sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal.
There's a fractal. And a spiritual fractal. And a spiritual fractal. And a spiritual fractal.
And a spiritual fractal. And a spiritual sacred geometry sense. There is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. And then I noticed like the Psalms, certain Psalms occur in certain seasons. Even the royal order is very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective, you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from obviously the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I rabbi to rabbi to rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain psalms that, it depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first, or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic metaphysical sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal in a spiritual sacred geometry sense. There is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. That's what it was going to do right here. It's going to note some of the previous records as now we have a wider point of reference. Even some of the records, it's interesting because as you practice and practice makes perfect, sometimes I might listen to an older record, and it's still correct, but, you know, the pacing, you know, or the more familiarity with the word sound, and going over a psalm, you know, in many different seasons, as the psalms, some psalms are more, you know, come in at more times and other times, like the daily psalms and the evening psalms. You know, well, the evening psalms, basically, the daily psalms, they change up in the seasons, and it's a very good correspondence here of not just the frequency of a certain psalm, but also in what season that psalm occurs, like the harvest hymn, Psalm 65, the harvest hymn. Now, we have one version of the intro, and I think even the targum, the build, it was for the Sukkot, or the seventh. The seventh, we say, for the seventh of the feast, the Mo'adim of Jehovah of Hashem. And then we have it in the beginning, or roughly around this time, at the beginning of the ecclesiastical year. We have Psalm 65, because the beginning of the year, people say, well, you got two New Years. In a sense, that could be, relatively speaking, true. There is the ecclesiastical, you could say the churchical, or the Hebrew church, the churchical New Year, that begins roughly around the spring. April, you know, April, May, you know, as we prepare roughly around the March, April time, and it all depends on the, you know, the lunar, that particular season, so how the wheel and the wheel connects both the lunar calendar and alongside with the solar calendar. So here, in this season, the psalm here is corresponding with the beginning of the ecclesiastical, or the holy year. This is where we have the first of the Mo'adim, of the appointments. The first appointed time is Pesach. So preparing for Pesach, preparing for Passover. In this season, we have a harvest season, the month of Aviv, some say, like Tel Aviv. Tel is like a heap of barley. Tel Aviv, a heap of barley. And then we have Abibeh, like we have Adis Abibeh. So we have most of the months are first month, second month, or first Chodesh. Chodesh is not literally the Yariach. Yariach is the moon. Yariach is the moon. And we have the Chodesh. Chodesh is the renew. So the renewing. So it's interesting because there's some who have another interpretation of, they say that when the month is the full moon, some believe that the full moon is actually the new moon. And that is opposite of the tribe and tradition that I know. We know that when the new moon comes in, you know, the time of the new moon is basically almost the time when there's that first little sliver. Right? People say sliver. It's like, but sliver is another word sound, that portion right there. So it's when it's complete black. So go from the black to the 15th day. So for us, the 15th day is roughly the full moon, the 14th, 15th day of the moon. But I just wanted to put that forward because there are other, you know, theories, ideas, or philosophies, and some say that when the moon is the full moon, they believe the full moon is a new moon. That is not the way we know it to be true. So I just want to point that out right here. But this recording that we did previously was at Sukkot, right? The Sukkot season, right? I just want to just make that kind of note to the audio. So we'll see to then do one for the beginning, right? Since there's like two New Years, so to speak, the civil new year, right? The civil new year or governmental new year corresponding to the, we say September 11th, the Adis Amet, right? The Rosh Hashanah, that season there, the seventh moon, corresponding roughly to September 11th. September 11th, that's the solar, on the solar, right? And then we have the new moon, right? We have the new moon of the first month at this time. And we have the harvest, right? The harvest hymn, which is Psalm 65, today's daily psalm right here. It's a couple of first words here for the new year. This psalm right here, psalm for the new year, right? The harvest hymn. And the first of the harvest of crops is the barley, the aviv. The aviv, the barley, the ababeh. Ababeh. So the first, the flower, is the barley, right? Is the barley. And that corresponds to this, the Pesach, Fasica, Passover season, the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical new year, and this harvest hymn, hymn for a good harvest, 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 harvest,
harvest, good harvest. So actually, if I look over the calendar again, it does begin the year, also end the year, and then also around the midway point of the year. So here we're a little past the midway point, coming to the end of the year, right here, here, here. First 7 months, seven moons, the ecclesiastical year. Going to write up the Hebrew, go through this midrash, a study on today's daily psalm. But first, this right here, here, here. Again, Ake Becca dub right here, but here the lead is the Hebrew and the English.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר לך דומיית תהילה אלוהים בציון ולך ישולם נדר שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבוא דברי עוונות גברו מני ושענו אתה תחפרם אשרי תבחר ותקרב ישכון חצריך נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו, מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוחקיה, רבת תעשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצאן, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion.
and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Thy terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Hebrew Aleph Beit. Alphanumerically, the Hebrew letters standing for numbers. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm 65. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Lanatzeach Mizmor Lidawit Shir. Lecha dumiya tehila Elohim b'tziyon ulecha yishulam neder. For the leader, la menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menatzeach mizmor, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, mizmor. Mizmor le David of David, for David, le David, shir, 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 a song, shir. Lamnatzeach mizmor le David, shir. For the chief musician, the leader, the overcomer, a song of David, both a psalm and a song. Both a mizmor and a shir. Lamnatzeach mizmor l'David shir. For the leader, a song of David. For thee, silence is praise. Lecha dumiya tehila. Lecha dumiya tehila. For thee, to thee, to the eye, for thee, silence is praise. Lecha, lecha, dumiya, tehila. Lecha, dumiya, tehila. For thee, to thee, silence is praise. Often translated, especially in the KJV, to the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waiteth for thee. Praise waiteth for thee. But here, from the Hebrew, here according to the Midrash, here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, here we have Lam Natsayach Mizmor Le David Shir Lecha Dumiya Tehila Lecha Dumiya Tehila. For thee, I, speaking to a male directly, Lecha, more modern Hebrew, Lecha, Dumiya, silence can be brought out as silence, Dumiya, Tehila, praise, Lecha, Dumiya Tehila. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, particularly in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 14, where it reads, I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. He chesheti me'olam. Acharisha etapa. Kayoleda efa'e. Eshoma ve eshaaf yachad. Full of verse right here. Isaiah, chapter 42, here, verse 14. I have long time held my peace. He chesheti me olam. He chesheti. I holding my peace, the sense of not speaking, right, restraining myself from speaking. He chesheti me from olam. From forever, the sense of olam, the sense of forever. But in the Hebrew, the olam, which often is translated ever or forever, like from an indefinite period of time. He chesheti me olam, the sense of the long time. I have long time. Literally, the sense is from forever. Right? I have held my peace, my silence, restraint from speaking. From forever. But here, the sense of translated sense, I have long time held my peace. He chesheti. He chesheti. He chesheti me olam. Acharish. Eta apak. I have been still and refrained myself. Acharish. And still, acharish, cheresh sense, acharish, etapak, kayoleda, efeh, now will I cry like a travailing woman or like a woman with child, kayoleda, the yoleda, a woman with child, yoleda, Ka yoleda, like a woman for child, like a yoleda. Ka yoleda, efa, I will cry. Final verse right here, not part of the Midrash, but to bring out the fuller sense here. Grasping and panting at once. Eshom, grasping, eshom, the Eshafa Yachad. We're Eshafa Yachad. Eshoma. We're Eshafa Yachad. Grasping and panting at once. But here, for the Midrash note right here, these words, opening words right here, for Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm 65, Lam Natsayach Mizmor LeDawid, Leka Dumiya Tehila. For the leader, the chief musician, to overcome a psalm, a song of David. For thee, to the eye, speaking to he who be, we be directly, to the eye, to thee, silences praise, Leka Dumiya Tehila. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman, like a woman with child. Hecheshetia me'olam. Acharisha etapak kayoleda efeh. For as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said, even elsewhere in Yeshayahu, chapter 64, verses 10 to 11, they said, the Bnei Yisrael said, the holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion is become a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers, our patriarchs, praise thee, is burnt with fire. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Beta kadshenu ve tifarteinu ashera hileluka avotein haya lisa refat esh vekola machemadetein haya Le Harpa. Full of verse here. Yeshayah, Yeshayahu. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 10. Our holy and our beautiful house, Beit Kadshenu. Beit House Kadshenu. Our holy. Beit Kadshenu. Our holy house. We and Tifartenu. Tifartenu. Tifara. Tifartenu. Vitifartenu. And our beautiful, our house, our holy, and our beautiful. Beit Kadshenu, where Tifarteinu, where our fathers, our patriarchs, praise the eye. Asher, Hilelucha, Hilelucha, Hileluka, Hilelu, Hilelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel they praise Ka. They praise the I, male, and another. Hilalucha, hilalucha, asher hilalucha. Avotenu, avotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs, avotenu, abotenu, abotenu. Haya, lisa refat, esh, is burnt with fire. Haya, haya, becoming, became, haya, haya. Haya Lisa Refat. Haya Lisa Refat Eish. Lisa Refat. To be burnt. Saraf. Lisa Refat Eish. Burnt. Burnt. Was burnt. Eish. Our holy and beautiful house where our forefathers, our patriarchs, Elil Tadai, Halel Da'ai, Hileluka, Haya. Lisa Refat Eish was burnt with fire. Vikola Mahamadteinu Haya Licharba. And all our pleasant things, and all of our pleasant things, Vikol, modern Hebrew, African Shemitic pointing, Vikol, Mahamadteinu. We call Mahmadeinu. We call Mahmadeinu. We call Mahmadeinu. Haya, haya, becoming le charba, charba, and are laid waste and have become waste. Beit Kadshenu, Wit Tifarteinu, Asher Hilucha Avoteinu, Haya Lisa Refat Aisha. We call Mahamadeinu Haya Le Harba. Verse 11, wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Ha'al Eile, upon these things. Ha'al Eile, Titapaka Yahuwah, will you refrain yourself, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Ha'al Eile, Titapaka Yahuwah, will you refrain thyself for these? Ha'al Eile, Titapak Yahuwah. Well, the verse right here. Yeshaya Ishiyayu, Isaiah chapter 64, verses 10 and 11. Beitak Adesheinu, where Tifarteinu, Asher Leluka Avoteinu, Haya Lisa Refata Eish, V'kola Machamadeinu, Haya Lecharba. Ha'el, Ha'ilehem replied, Fury is not in me, in Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 4, Ha'el, Ha'ilehem, the Elohim, the Almighty Power, replied, Chema ain't li, fury, chema is not for me. The translated context is fury is not in me. Chema, from the chama sense, being hot, heated, right? Chema, fury, ain is not li, is not for me. Ain li is not in me. Chema ain li. As if to say, I cannot do anything for you. The measure of justice requires that I refrain. And Ha'el, the Almighty Power, Ha'ilehim, went on to say, oh, that I could give the hostile nations over to destruction as briars and thorns in flame. Mi yitneni shamir va shayita bamilchama efas ahva at itena yachad. He said, who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would bond them together. Mia yitneni shamira wa shayita bamilchama efas ah bah at itena yahad. Or as we have brought out in the Midrash, right here. Oh, that I would give the hostile nations to the destruction of briars and thorns in flame. By these words, right here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant I could do something against them, but the measure of justice, its edict, makes I refrain in silence. Therefore, in saying, even here in today's daily psalm, for thee, silence is praise. Lecha dumiya tehila. Lecha dumiya tehila. For thee, lecha, silence, dumiya, is praise, tehillah. David implied, all men give thee praise, Isis, the halal, the elilta, exaltation, because thou couldest remain silent. For thou, the eye, wast silent at what they did to thee, b'tzion, in Zion, and at the noise that they made in thy holy, thy set-apart house, as is said even in Lamentation, Echa, Lamentations chapter 2, verse 7, where it reads, they have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn assembly. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn assembly. And here the fuller verse from Echa, Lamentations. Zanach, Yahuwah, Niza Bechoa, Ni'er, Ni'era Mika Dashoa, Hisagira, Biyada Oyeva Chomota, Arem Noteha Kola, Natnua, Bitveta Yahuwah, K'yom Moed. Full of verse right here. The Lord hath cast off his altar. Hear, the Lord has cast off his altar. Zanach Adonai Mizbecho, his Mizbeach has cast off. Zanach, casting off. Adonai has cast off. His altar. He hath abhorred his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast. Full of fold here. Zanach Adonaiya Mizabechoa. Ni'era mika tashoa hisagira biyad oyeva chomot arimino teha k'ola natnu bebeit Yahuwah k'yom moed. Here, zooming into the Midrash note, the second part of the verse, right here, where it reads, they have made a noise in the house of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn assembly. All voice natanu, they gave their voice. All natanu, b'veit Yahuwah, b'beit, in the house of Yahuwah, in the house of Jehovah, k'yom, like day, moed, like the day of the moed, like the day of the appointment, like the day, the appointed day, the appointed place, the moed. Also in the Hebrew, the original word for the gathering, in the place of gathering, like the tent of meeting, the ohela moed. Here, zooming in. All natanua bebeit Yahuwah, k'yom moed. Aicha, Lamentations 2 and 7. And what was the noise they made? They said, according to Devarim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 27, they said, our high hand, and not the Lord have done all this. Verse, and here the fuller verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, fuller verse, verse 27. Lulei ka'asa oyeva. Agur penna ye nakarua Remo Pen Yom Rua Yadenu Rama Veloa Yahua Pa'ala Kolzot. Here the fuller verse here. Here King James Version reads, were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, our hand is high, and Yahuwah and Jehovah have not done all this. Hear, lule ka'as oyeva gur penna yinakrua aremo wa penna yomrua yadenu rama v'lo Yahuwah pa'al kol zot. What did they say? What did they say? They said, our high hand is high, and not Yahuwah, not Jehovah have done all this. Yadenu Rama Wulo Yahuwah Pa'al Kol Zot. Yadenu, our hand, Rama. Yadenu Rama Wulo, and not Yahuwah, and not Jehovah, Pa'al, the doer, doing, Kol Zot. All of this. They said, Yadenu Rama, Wulo Yahuwah Pa'al, Kol Zot. And they also said, here, Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 32, at the 37th verse, they also said, where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Where are their gods, their Elohim, their rock, in whom they trusted? V'amar, ey, Elohimo, tzura chasayu vo. They said, here, KJV reads this verse as, and he shall say, where their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, and he shall say, where, Elohimo, their gods, rock in whom they trusted, Sur Chasayu Bo, Sur Chasayu Vo, We Amar, Elohimo, Sur Chasayu Bo. Hence, here, by the words, Lecha, Dumiya, Tehila, for thee, Lecha, Dumiya, silence of Yah, Dumiya, Tehila is praise, exaltation, the halal, that exaltation, lecha, dumiya, tehillah. So silence, dumiya, is tehillah, the tehillim. So hence here by the devarim, by the words, lecha, dumiya, tehillah. For thee silence is praise. David meant, thou art silent, and I shall be silent. Thou art silent, and I shall be silent. As is said even in the 37th Psalm, Hebraically at verse 7, be silent to the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Dom la Yahuwah. Wehita cholel loa, ala titachara be'amat liacha darko. Be'isha ose miyazmut. Full of verse right here from Psalm 37, verse 7. KJV reads, rest in Yahuwah, rest in Jehovah. The Hebrew is dom, dom, dom means to be silent, to be still, a sense of to wait, in a sense of not speaking, not all that chatter, you know, be dumb, grow not speaking, grow dumb, grow silent, be silent, dom, dom, la Yahuwah, silence for he who be who he be, dom, la Yahuwah, wehita cholel lawu, and wait patiently for him. Wehita cholel lawu, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Al titachar b'matliach darko, al titachar. Fret not thyself. Al titachar b'matliach. One who prospers b'matliach darko, his way. One who prospers in his way, or one whose way prosper. Be'ish oseh mizmot. Be'ish oseh mizmot. Hear. Because of the wicked man, because of the man, where we have the Hebrew right here, be'ish, by way of or on the man, be'ish. In other words, don't fret yourself against the ish, the man, even a seeming higher man, be'ish, olse, that does, be'ish, in a man who is doing mizimot. Here, the KJV brings it out, who bringeth wicked devices to pass, by way of or on the man, be'ish or seh, mizimot. Mizimot, an interesting word right here, it's like schemes. My schemes, devices, machination, usually evil machinations, but also the word in a good sense, right, is like sagacity. Right, but here in this context, like wicked devices, right, mischievous devices. So here, full of foe right here, dom la Yahuwah, dom la Yahuwah, wehita cholel lawu, dom, silence, be silent to he who be who he be. So the Hebrew fuller sense, right, the KJV has a sort of a sense of rest in the Lord, rest in Yahuwah. But the Hebrew sense is be silent, silent for, silent to, even the silence of he who is who he is, he who be who he be. Dom, dom, silence, dom, dom la Yahuwah, wehita cholel lawu, wehita cholel lawu. Hita cholel has a sense of waiting patiently. But when we get to the root sense, right, the chayil, right, the chul and the chil, the chul and the chil sense, it almost means like to twirl or to twist, to whirl, to dance. But in another sense, it can mean to rise, to tremble, travail. But the sense of this word here, as we get into even this particular sense of the Hebrew, can have a sense of waiting, right? Can be brought out as waiting patiently, right? Patiently, lawu, for him. Dom la Yahuwah, wehita cholel lawu. O thou that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Hey, Psalm 65 here, Hebraically the third verse. O thou that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomea tefila, adeka kola basara yavo. O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeah, Tefillah, Shomeah, Shomeah, the hearer, Shomeah, the hearer, Tefillah, Tefillah, prayer, Tefillah, Adeka, 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 to the eye, call all Basar, Basar, flesh, call Basar, all flesh, call Basar, Yavo, Yabou, Yabou, they shall come, they're coming, they come. O thou that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomeah, Tefillah, Adekha, call Basar Yabou. Scripture does not say, quote, all men. It doesn't say call Adam. Don't say even call Ish. But it says call Basar. Call Basar, all flesh. Call Basar. From these words, the sages, they infer that unless a man makes his heart as yielding as flesh, as Basar, his prayer, his tefillah, Tefillato, his prayer will not be heard. Unless a man makes his heart heartily as yielding as basar, as flesh, Tefillato, his prayer will not be heard. Shomeah Tefillah, Adecha, call basar Yabou. Indeed, in repentance in Teshuvah, Teshuvah, in Teshuvah, in repentance, we have made our hearts like flesh. Thou hearest the prayer of all flesh. The eye hearest the prayer of all flesh. Wilt thou not hear ours? Wilt thou not hear I and I's? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessedness be He. He replied, to thee also shall the vow be performed. Here, here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Hey, here we go to the second part of the second verse Hebraically. Ulecha, 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 yishulam neder, yishulam neder, yishulam neder. U and lecha, to the eye. Yishulam, shulam, to pay, to perform, to make peace. Yishulam, neder, neder, the vow is performed. To the eye, male and none other, the vow is performed. Ulecha, yishulam, neder. Hence, it is said, O thou, O the eye that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomeah Tefillah Adeka, call Basar Yavou. A mortal king, can he give ear to two or three men? He cannot give ear to all of them at once. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so the Holy One, blessedness, blessed, prospered be He. Though all men pray at the same time, He would hear their prayers as if all were one. A mortal, his ear can be filled so that he does not hear. His eye can be filled so that he does not see, but HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. It is said, I, the eye, is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8, Kohelet, the preacher. And here, Kohelet, the preacher. Alright, Shlomo Kohelet, the preacher here. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8, the fuller full of the verse. Kol ha-devarim yigayim lo yukal isha lidabir lo atisba'a Ayena Lirota, with Loa Timale, Ozina, Mishamoa. Fuller verse right here. KJV brings it out as all things full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Kol ha-devarim, yegayim, lo yukal isha lidaber, lo tisba'a ayin lir'ota, lo timale, ozina mishmoa. Here, all things are full of labor, weariness, beyond uttering, to say like that, a man cannot speak on it. Kol ha-devarim, all the words, kol ha-devarim, yegayim, weariness, lo yukal, it is not possible, ish, for a man, lidaber, ish, lo yukal, ish, lidaber, lo tisba, not satisfied. Ayin, the eye, lo tisba, ayin, the eye not satisfied, lo tisba, ayin, lirot, with seeing, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, lo tisba, ayin, lirot, nor the ear filled with hearing, the lo atimale, ozen, mishmoa, lo tisba, ayin, lirot. Here, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Loa tisaba ayina lirot. Willoa timale ozina mishmoa. Hence, here, it is said, O thou that hearest, O thou that hearest prayer, Shomea, the hearer, Tefillah. O thou that hearest prayer, Shomea, Tefillah. A man coming into a moed, gathering, they call it synagogue in later times, or the moed, the meeting place. A man coming into the Hebrew church finds the congregation praying and begins his prayers alongside theirs. And HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, hears all of the prayers, His and theirs. Hence it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomea tefila adeka kol basar yabou. Scripture says, even in Eicha, Lamentations 3 and 8, yea, when I cry and call for help, he shutteth out my prayer. Come, ki ezaka va'a shawea, satam tefilati. Yea, yes, when I cry, when I shriek, gam, ki ezak, ki ezak, gam, ki ezak, when I shriek, I cry out, ezak, ki ezak, yea, when I cry, when I shriek out, Wa ashawea. Here the King James Version brings it out as, also when I cry, ezak, gam, ki ezak, when I cry, when I call out and shout, I shout out. Modern Hebrew, they'll have it as Vashavea. Afro-Shemitic, African-Shemitic pointing, the Yehudit. Wa Ashawea, wa ashwaya satam tiflati satam to shut tiflati. He shutteth out my prayer. Gam ki azaka wa ashwaya satam tiflati. And furthermore, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, so that no prayer, no tefillah, no prayer can pass through. Also here in Lamentations, in Aicha, the Megillat Aicha, the scroll of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 44. And furthermore, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, so that no prayer can pass through. Sakotaha ve'anana laka meya avora tefila me avor tefila. Here the KJV brings out, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that italicized hour, but in Hebrew the hour is not there, it's just prayer, that prayer should not pass through. Thou, the eye, has covered thyself with a cloud. Sakota, sakota ve'anan lak. Sakota ve'anan lak. May avor tefillah. So that tefillah cannot cross over, cannot avor, like the Hebrew sense, cannot cross over. May avor tefila. Sakota anan laka me avor tefila. Then Ha'el, the Almighty Power, Ha'elahim, the Elohim asks the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, quote, which sins, which ukeries, which lacks, which missing the mark, which sins are you praying me to forgive? Unwitting sins or willful sins? Unwitting, falling short, lacks, missing the marks, or willful sins? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, replied, we pray forgiveness not for unwitting sins alone, nor for willful sins, ukeries alone, nor for unknown sins alone. As today's daily psalm says in the fourth verse, the tale of iniquities is too heavy for me. Our transgressions do thou, the I, forgive them. Our transgressions do thou forgive them. Divrei avonot gavru meni pesha'enu ata tekaprei. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me. Divrei avonot gavru meni. Divrei avonot gavru meni. As for our transgressions, Pishainu, thou wilt pardon them, I pardon them. Ata tekapre. Divrei onota gavrumeni. Pishainu ata tekapre. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. Here today's daily psalm. Here he breaks with the fifth verse right here. Ashreya tivachara uta kareva yishkona chatzarecha. Happy is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. Ashrei, happiness. Tibachar, the eye chooses. U and tikarev, and bring us near. Ashrei, tibachar, Uta Kare Yishkon, Yishkon, to dwell, Chatzreka, Chatzreka, that he may dwell in thy courts. Yishkon, Chatzreka. Ashreya tibcharo utak areib. Yishkon chatzreka. Mayakar. Mayakar. Here. Mayakar chatzdeka. Chatzideka. Mayakar chatzdeka. Chatzideka. Chatzideka. Ma yakar chasidka Elohim uavne adama bitzel knafika ye chetsayun yiravyun mi deshena betika yirun mi deshen betika. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim. And the children of Adam, the children of men, take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. In the shadow of thy wings. Mah yakar, how precious. Mah yakar, chatzideka, 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 chatzideka. Thy loving kindness, thy chesed, chatzideka, Elohim, O Almighty Power, Uvene Adam, U and Bene Adam, and the sons of Adam, the children of Adam, Bitzel, Bitzel in the shadow, Bitzel Knafika, Ye Chesayun, Ye Chesayun, taking refuge in the shadow of thy wings, in the Tzel Knafika. Yeruyun, Yeruyuna Mideshena Beteka. They are satisfied, abundantly satisfied, with the fatness of thy house. To this, the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, also referred to in saying, for a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere, even in Psalm 84, verse 11. Ki tov yom, for good day, for day good, for the good day. Ki tov yom, bachatzerecha, may aleph, may from aleph, from a thousand. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Ki tov yom ba chatzereka, ba chatzereka may aleph in thy courts. Ba chatzereka may from aleph, from the aleph, a thousand. Ki tov yom ba chatzereka may aleph. And this is also referred to in the verse, even from Psalm 84, the fifth verse Hebraically, where it reads, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, or more Hebraically, right and accurate, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha, happy are they that dwell in thy house, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. Happy are they that dwell in thy house. Ashrei Yoshvei Beitika. Oda Yahaluka. Selah, 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 Selah.
Mizmor Samehe. למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה, עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, ושענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך, נסבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש איכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו, מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תחשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, צמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
With wondrous works thou dost answer us, answer I nine righteousness, O Elohim of I nine salvation, thou the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. With regard to this verse, Rav Hanina Nachmani, what is meant by the words, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through, in Lamentations 3, verse 44. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he answered, there are times when the prayers, when the gates of prayer are open, and times when the gates of prayer are shut. But the gates of repentance are never barred. The words, thou, the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. These words, mi v'kach, kol, atzave, aretz, v'yam, rechokim. V'yam rechokim, and of the far distant seas. It means that repentance, teshuva, like the sea that is never barred, so that whoever desires to bathe in it whenever he desires. Whenever a man desires to repent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he receives him for prayer. Tefillah, however, there are set times. Rav Jose Bar Halafta, he had taught in the words, but as for me, let my prayer be to the eye, O Adonai, in an acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, in Psalm 69:14. An acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, shows that there are set times for prayer. Rav Berakayu, Rav Chelbo, and Rav Anan Bar Joseph taught in the name of Ravi, Rebbe. In truth, the gates of prayer are not ever barred. With regard to the gates of prayer, Ben Azai and Rav Akiva, they differed in their comments. One of them maintained, he who practices loving kindness, ha-chesed, may feel assured that tifilato, his prayer, tzolotu, will be heard. For it is said in Hosea, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in loving kindness. And what does the verse go on to say? This is the time. This is the Iowa to seek Yahuwah, to seek Jehovah. Meaning that when such a man prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he is heard. And the other had said, I do not set aside the words of my master, Rebbe, but from scripture I merely add another proof to his comment. For directly after the verse, Elohim, O Elohim, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, dear fathers, hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation. Hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation of the I Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. 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 Baruch Hashem.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
In prayer virtue, across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, 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 אמן.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray.
Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace, I know I'm not saying that I want it. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Jah love it surround me evermore, this my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, see another day. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, for opening up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you throw upon my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Jah love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to another day. Thanks to the obstacles you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, so for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing that you throw upon me, Jah. Jah, Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, and in this life on my journey, if I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah. On my journey, if I should stumble and fall, and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah.